You're listening to Big Wigs. The bigger the wig,
the bigger the personality. Ooh, stunning.
Hey, Tom.
Miranda? Oh, I thought I saw Miranda.
Look at that, babe. It's Big Wigs.
You're doing amazing, sweetie.
Look at big ribs and big wigs.
Hello, hello, Big Wigs. We're back in studio. It's your girl, Anna. It's your girl, Dre. And welcome in, reigning champs, baby!
We are the champions, my friends.
Yes, I'm wearing my Eagles. Hold on, I gotta show you guys the back. I'm sorry, I'm moving the mic. Oh, there she is. Go Birds! That's a sick little cardigan,
isn't it?
Please.
Do you want to know something? So I like my friend owns a store in Philly and she has like the cutest merch for like every sports team, especially like Eagles, like Philly sports team.
Yeah.
And I saw this vest and I was like, yo, I need that vest.
You need
and
it.
I sent it to my mom because my mom frequents the store as well. And my mom is a very good mom in terms of like she loves fashion. So she'll buy me shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, gotta lovely. And I sent her this a long time ago. And then like the other, like last week, she was like going through her closet. Cause I was like, all my Eagles shit is in storage in LA. Like, what do I wear for the Super Bowl? And she was like, well, I'll send you something or I'll bring you something. Cause she was coming to visit.
Amazing.
And so we go through her closet and I was like, that vest, didn't I send you that saying I love it? And she was like, oh, I don't know. I saw it too. I don't know. You know, she fucking played dumb. And I was like, bitch, you played dumb. And then, like a good mother that she is, she went and got me my own. So
you guys have little matchy-matchy?
Always. We always have two. Like, she copies me on iconic everything now, but like growing up, we would get two of each because she don't like to share.
Yeah.
So we always have two.
I'm glad that she did get two because the game was absolutely insane.
Shut out. Shut the fuck out.
For a little while, I said, are the Chiefs going to score at all?
I know.
That was crazy.
And you know, the pressure's on too. We got Taylor Swift in the crowd. We got
People
thought he was going to propose. There were all these like rumors flying and then the Eagles just dominated them. Like it was as if the Chiefs like, it was like meet the parents on a football field. I felt like every play, everything they went for, like they fucked up.
I know. I started to feel a little bad, but then immediately I didn't feel
bad because I was like, this is so good for our city, you know, and
it
my
is,
parents
yeah.
and the vibes and the.
I was concerned for you guys after the fact, but I was in Philly right before the game celebrating my friend's bridal shower. And I was like, this city's about to burn down.
Yeah.
This city could be the end of it.
It really could.
But and you guys were tame, it seemed.
I guess so. You know, I didn't see too much. I mean, I know they like, I did see someone, like four people holding a full on light.
Oh, wait, I did. And it was detached from the wires.
From the ground. Yeah, like a full traffic light.
Yeah.
Not just like a stop sign, like the fucking traffic light. And they were like parading it around as if it was like a trophy. And I was like,
that's so, sir, that's a traffic.
Cars are hitting each other now because there's no fucking light. I was like,
that's Philly for you.
That is Philly. It was very exciting. I remember, when was the last Eagles win? It was
2 years. I thought it was 2 years
2017. Yeah.
Was it 2 years ago?
A little while ago. But they were also in the Super Bowl when I was a freshman in college. That's going to age me right now. Mm-hmm. But it was against the Patriots. Yeah, like 2 years ago.
That's what I'm thinking about.
Against the Patriots. And my mom sent me Eagles gear then. And I was like, I can't wear it here. Like, mm-hmm. I was afraid to be like the one in the middle of all the Patriots fans.
Yeah.
But today, I felt like, you know, I didn't get to go out and wear my cool vest. So I was like, for those of you watching, I'm in the coolest, like, Eagles vest. And it's so chic and comfy.
Yeah. Rep your colors.
Thank you.
In studio.
Don't worry. I'm still in black underneath, like, my heart.
Okay. I was in NOLA for this really fun brand project. And let me just say.
Yeah. Dre went to, I was like, are you going to the Super Bowl? You like pop out of nowhere where you'll be like, I'm flying to NOLA.
Because you know, these things happen last minute. But yeah, I know. I did kind of just pop up, start eating some crab legs and some crawfish. And oh, NOLA. Everybody's like, wait, why are you there?
And was it so fun?
But I wanted to say, in relation to the Eagles, I didn't see a single Chiefs gear. Like, it was, everybody was saying go Birds. The whole streets were covered in green. And I'm thinking, damn, are there any Chiefs fans here?
Yeah,
and
there were,
but it really did look like it. I watched in the stands. It was so much green. You know why? It's because the fans from the Chiefs are broke. They're dead broke. They can't afford the Super Bowl anymore.
Wow.
They've been there the past two years.
Too many Super Bowls. Yeah.
They've been to too many.
The Eagles have been saving their pennies for it. No, everyone who's there is rich and can afford to go.
Yeah. I did see that they were selling last minute tickets for like $2,300 if you wanted to go, which is a steal.
Is it?
Yeah, usually they're like 8,000, 10,000.
Really?
Yes. When this guy told me what he, I was sitting at this restaurant at the bar by myself, and this guy just fully wanted to give me his life story. He was like, I went to the Super Bowl 2 years ago, and now I'm never missing a Super Bowl. And I just go with my friend every single year. I'm like, dude, you're just
what do you
money.
Yeah.
He just loves the environment. He's like, I've never been in a place where there's so much energy and none of my teams are even in this place. But I said, I'm going to the game. And I was like, so how much did you drop? And he was like, it was a really good price. Got it early for about 10 grand. I go, your ticket was 10 grand.
Oh,
and then
God.
Hotels on top of that, hotels, they were at least like $1,500
a night
for a bathroom stall. I'm not even talking about the nice hotels.
Yeah.
For a regular hotel, Marriott, Hilton, you're dropping wads of cash.
That's crazy.
But it was really good for NOLA because, you know, the city has been through a lot. So I think the people that I talked to on the streets were like, it's so good for our city. We just love y'all coming down. Like,
aww,
they were,
that's nice.
Yeah. Saw a lot of Saints.
Did you
as
feel
well.
The energy from everyone? Did you feel like it was like fun to be there?
It was so fun. And I was only there on Friday, all on Bourbon Street. So we were seeing the vibes.
I've never been there.
This is my first time.
Yeah.
Anytime I told somebody that
did
I was
you go
going
to the
to
donut place, the beignets.
I didn't get to go to beignets. I know. Cafe that's Dumont.
Like, yeah. Jared went there once and he like brought back the dough and we made the powder. What is it? The mix.
The mix to make
and
a little
beignets.
And
we made them at home, but it wasn't the same.
It's really not. It's a whole, I mean, that's a whole culture there is these beignets.
Yeah.
I mean, I got myself some seafood, some crawfish.
Were you tempted to stay for the Super Bowl?
Beyond. Like, but then I was like, well, where would I watch the game? I got to finagle my way in. But I was, oh my God, I was so tempted. I had to leave when it was getting lit on Bourbon Street.
Yeah.
Like the crowds are getting wild.
That's when I would leave. I'd be like, I'm out. I don't like this. I don't.
It felt super safe, I will say. There was just military guys on every single corner with AK-47s.
Wow.
I don't know how safe you would feel, but.
No, it's not about not being safe. It's about like, I hate drunk people. Do you know what I mean? Like,
well, yeah,
that's where
NOLA,
I would lose it.
NOLA may be a bit much for you.
Yeah, I would go for like half a day.
Yeah, you have to be one with the crowd. Everybody's just sipping. It's just crazy that open container. I guess we're not accustomed to that.
Yeah.
That's why
that's
it's
so wild.
No rules there. People just walking down the street with these grenade launcher cups, just super sweet Mountain Dew, soda, drinks.
That's funny. And you didn't meet any Chiefs fans?
Barely. I mean, yeah, there was definitely some Chiefs jerseys, but for the most part, I would say 80% of the crowds were all in Eagles gear.
Wow.
Just gay birds.
Jared had such a good outfit on. I feel bad. We had no plans for the Super Bowl, but I like didn't feel well. We were invited to a couple places and I was like, I don't know. I don't feel like going. I just like wasn't in the mood. And then because like I didn't think they'd be like watching, you know, and I knew he really wanted to watch. I think he enjoyed his night, though. He had a cheesesteak from Better Off's,
nice.
Obviously, which is like the best cheesesteak in all of New York City.
Like, I think he had enjoyed himself eating a cheesesteak.
Yeah, he did. And he had cheesesteak, he had fries. He wore his hat. He wore his Wawa socks. Like he like full on, you know, Jared gets excited for it.
Yeah.
I did fall asleep before the end of the game, which I felt bad.
It's OK. So did I. I got home, I was living on 5 hours of sleep. I was exhausted.
Yeah.
Listen, we saw the major part of the game, which the Eagles dominated. We saw the halftime show.
Yeah.
And there was nothing crazy on the field afterwards.
Yeah. My mom invited us to come to Philly too, but I was like, I don't feel like going. I had work to do yesterday, which I wasn't able to do because I didn't feel well. But like, so I didn't do anything. I literally stayed in bed, but
got up for the game.
I got up for the game. I did. I washed my face. I took, you know, some Tylenol and I was like, watch the Super Bowl. Like, it's your home team, you know? Zen.
That's good. That's good. We were home as well.
That's nice.
We were chilling. We ordered in all the junk food in the world. And I don't feel great this morning, but it tasted delish.
You got it. That's
pizza,
Super Bowl.
Nachos. Yeah, I know. Americans are all just about.
I had a whole plan to make all this food and I didn't make anything. I didn't even look at food. I mean, I had a piece of toast.
We both had like a 24-hour bug for some odd.
It was weird.
I know.
It was weird. But yeah, my mom went to like a full on. My dad made three kinds of cornbread because their friend was making chili. Like,
yeah.
They like had a whole night. Yeah.
I mean, yeah, they should. They're in Philly.
They are. I wonder if my dad wore Eagle stuff. I imagine so. You know, my dad's from Philly. It's like his team forever. Like,
yeah.
Die hard, I guess.
Did you watch the first ever red carpet of the Super Bowl?
No. Where was
that? They did a full-on red carpet on Tubi. Olivia Culpo was hosting.
Never heard about it.
Isn't that crazy?
Sorry.
But it was like this big deal that they're doing the red carpet.
I don't
now.
Have Tubi, so I wouldn't see it.
I don't know. It's interesting.
Does anyone, if I had Tubi?
I think Tubi is trying.
Got it.
Tubi is doing their goddamn best.
My question is, who was on the red carpet?
So it was a lot of the
players?
The WAGs.
Okay.
And then I think a lot of influencer, a lot of sports people.
Cute.
I know because Lucho is Olivia's like main photography person. So he was with her and like reporting live and doing all the story content.
That's cute.
But Olivia is just.
How was it?
She's stunning. It looked amazing. I mean, I think people have been waiting for a red carpet for this sports event forever. So I feel like they're giving it to them.
I don't know that they have. I'm like, that seems like a random red carpet for me.
No, I definitely feel like it is, but I feel like the more random, the better. Give me a random schmando event. Like I'm about it.
The best part of it was Lady Gaga in the middle of Bourbon Street playing piano and singing. That was the greatest moment, I thought.
Yeah.
I was like, Jared was out trying to get his cheesesteak that he ordered 3 hours before that he had to pick up and they were running late. And I was like, he was watching on his phone, but I'm like, texting him, I'm like, you're missing the best moment all
like,
night.
Abracadabra is on.
She didn't do Abracadabra. You know that.
That song is stuck in my head. Sorry.
It's still, so good.
Still stuck in my head.
It's really, it's catchy. It's so good. I thought she was amazing, though. I was like blown away by it. And it was just like a cool, like in the middle of like everything. And she just had that like moment at the piano. Did you watch it?
I didn't. I didn't even know that she performed.
Oh my God.
I saw her there. I didn't know she performed.
She was great.
Before the game?
Yeah. Watch it. It's online. It was so good. It was lit really cool. And like, she was great. I was like, oh, I didn't know the show was opening. Like the game was opening with Lady Gaga.
That's cool.
And then like 5 minutes later, Bradley Cooper
saw that.
Did the like intro to the Eagles.
Yeah.
You know, Papa Philly. And I was like sitting there. I'm like, this is a missed opportunity right now for them to do A Star Is Born. Like,
no, truly.
Give me a Shallow or give me nothing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like. Mm-hmm. They could have. He could have just popped out and they gone into Shallow. I like saw it in my head. I was like,
oh, yeah.
How do you go from her to him and not give me?
And not, yeah.
But they were in different areas, I guess, of the city at the time.
It's so crazy with the production levels. You would think this was like one seamless show. But yeah, they are in two completely different locations.
Totally.
Bourbon Street was wild. Everybody says it usually smells like piss and farts. It actually smelled amazing.
Really?
It smelled like fresh beignets.
That's good.
Yeah. They were ready for the people, the rivals.
Wait, I wanted to tell you, leading up to the Super Bowl this weekend, Lee came to town. My mom came in for 24 hours. My mom, when she comes to town, it is a whirlwind of 24 hours. Do you know what I mean?
Like, yeah.
You don't stop.
Yeah.
That's why I got sick.
she was ready for a crazy weekend. She took you for a ride.
She came in. We shopped in Soho. Then we saw Hell's Kitchen on Broadway, which you were like,
I need to see
it. It's so good.
Yeah.
It's really good. I didn't realize it was the story of Alicia Keys' life, but it is.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I didn't know that. It's like 1 year of her life. I'll give it that. It wasn't the best book in the world, but.
But do they give you kind of like the reference to her being born and raised in Hell's Kitchen? Do you get that vibe?
Oh, it's about Allie is the lead and she lives in Hell's Kitchen and it's literally the year she's 17. So it's just like a year of her life.
Okay. That's really cool.
You know, the jukebox musicals, it's like you can't go by the book. You know what I mean? Like, take it for what it is. It was so entertaining. Best singers on Broadway. Like, they were so good. We did have the understudy for the lead. She was great, but I wonder how the lead is. Like, the Allie, the 17-year-old. But I highly recommend it. I think you would love it. Like, if you like Alicia Keys' music. Act 2 in particular was better. I was, like, a little worried in Act 1. I was like, it's a little slow. And I don't know some of these songs. But then all the hits were in Act 2.
So you got to stay for Act 2.
You got to. You can't leave.
Don't get tired in Act 1.
I've never left a show at Act 1.
Well, for me, that's crazy.
I know a lot of people who leave.
Why?
Who've left. Who've been like, I left.
Because they're that bored.
They didn't like it.
Yeah. You have so many other things to do.
I don't know. It's weird, right?
Very weird.
I could never. I don't know. I feel like stick it out. Some shows have bad act ones, better act twos. Stick it out.
Well, yeah. But I just also wonder, what do you do? Where are you going?
Know.
You know, the nice plans is the show.
Yeah. We got to go see a show. I'm three weekends for three.
Girl, I know.
I love seeing Broadway. It's the only reason to live in New York is to go to Broadway shows.
I mean, there's a lot of other great things, but yeah.
But I don't know. I'm over the rest of the city. I like the food and I like the Broadway shows.
Yeah.
The food here, I'd say, is a 7 compared to Miami, which is a 10, though. Like, and I got that in 4 days. I was like, wow, I've never had better food.
Really?
Yeah. I think that's why a lot of LA and New York people move to Miami, because it's like...
Well, Florida, less taxes, also the sunshine.
The sunshine.
There is definitely a lot of similarities.
The food is so good.
Yeah.
I'm trying to, like, remember... New York is annoying now to eat out. Like... It's stupid to get a reservation. Like,
yeah.
It's annoying. It never was that bad. And now it's like bad, you know? Like, when people come here and they're like, where should I eat? I'm like, well, if you didn't have a reservation like a month in advance somewhere chic, then like, I don't know if you'll get in anywhere. It's hard.
It's getting a little bit, yeah, a little bit too much of pressure to get the reses.
Right.
Yeah. That's why I don't even fall into those. I just go, whatever. I'll just go and find a place that is relatively good.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, it's just annoying. It's annoying when people come in from out of town. I mean, we had a reservation. We were fine for dinner, but I was like annoyed by, you know, like finding brunch and this and that.
No, that is true.
Anywho. Oh, and we went to the Barbie exhibit. That's what I wanted to tell you. Do you know about this Barbie exhibit? I don't know how
long. No, but I saw your story.
It was so cute. It's at the, I can't tell you what the name of the Institute of something, a museum up in Columbus Circle. I know that's the address because I had to get there. I can't tell you the name of the museum offhand, but they have this big Barbie exhibit and they have all the Barbies from like all the decades and
that's
stuff. My mom really wanted to go see that. That was like the main reason and it was cute.
Do they have this all year round? Or
no, I think
new?
It's just a couple, like, you know, a month or two.
Cute.
Cute.
Yeah, there's many decades of Barbies that.
I know.
After watching the Barbie movie. I think they kind of gave a little bit of a history, but not really.
Yeah, there was history, but it was also just fun to see the Barbies.
Yeah.
Like, you know, when they were like, and now Barbies have man jobs, you know, like, yeah. And you're like, oh, right. Like, they
Barbie
were just pretty wives. Yeah, they were just pretty girls with boobs and heels. And now they're astronauts and doctors and Barbie can do anything, you know.
Like, yeah, this is good for them.
It's so funny.
My Lord.
Okay, so wait, Nola was great and you loved.
Nola was really cool. We just wish I had longer than 24 hours.
You would go back.
Totally. I need to get a beignet.
Yeah. You got to go
back. So we did the shoot and it was like a full, it was for NYX Cosmetics. It was so fun. They have this new fat oil that they're promoting.
Fat oil?
I'm holding my hand up because they had me hold it up near my face for.
It's called fat oil?
Yeah.
Okay.
Fat oil.
PH? Supposed to
lip
fat.
Fat, just F-A-T, baby.
Just like suck it down.
They had me look at the camera and say big fat kiss about 100 times.
Wow.
So I had just a bunch of people making out on Bourbon Street. That was kind of the...
where can we watch this?
The gist. It's on NYX Cosmetics Instagram.
Okay.
Yeah, check it out.
Cute.
But no, I was thinking of, so after we shoot the production, I go, guys, the only thing I wanted was a beignet. And one of the cameramen was like, I have some dusty old beignets that we got this morning. And I was like, I'll take them. I took that bag of beignet, it was Cafe Du Monde, took it all the way to my flight to Philly.
Oh, God.
I ate it the next morning.
Oh.
Almost broke a tooth.
I was going to say, that
it was so stale.
Have been
She's like, Yeah, no, I did not do it justice. I'm like, okay, I'm definitely not experiencing the beignet experience.
I can't believe you traveled with it and still had it. Like, the smell alone, I'd eat it in the Uber on the way to the airport.
It was so already, it was 8 hours in the hot sun all day in a car. Let me tell you. But I forgot the weather is beautiful. I forgot that we were all the way south.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? It was 80 degrees.
Yeah.
It was absolutely stunning. Oh, did I see anybody? I saw the Manning brothers, Eli and Peyton Manning, just walking down Bourbon.
Cool.
Sierra and Russell Wilson were walking down, but I didn't see them. Oh my God, I saw Brooklyn Decker.
Oh, nice.
You know he just always wears jeans and a white t-shirt.
Who, her husband, Andy Roddick?
No, sorry, not Brooklyn Decker. When I tell you, Brooklyn Beckham.
Oh, okay. Completely different. Famous chef Brooklyn Beckham.
Yes.
He cooks with ketchup.
Yes.
Yeah.
Saw him. He was kind of low-key. Didn't really know if it was him or not, but he looked back and I said, that's a Beckham.
That's a Beckham.
That's a Beckham.
Was he wasn't with his parents?
He wasn't. He was just with a small entourage. And he was just walking down the street. But it's so crazy how the Super Bowl is interesting. That was my first time in the city. of the Super Bowl, but NOLA is not that big of a city.
Yeah.
So everybody that's there, like all the big wigs, all the famous people, they're just all down Bourbon Street.
They see each other. Yeah.
You would just walk. Yeah. And to me, I just thought that that was so wild.
There were a lot of like installations too. Like, did you see like,
oh my God, so
Amy Schumer's movie was doing a whole like pop up, and I saw Unwell had a whole pop up. Yeah. And like,
saw Unwell. I mean, the branding is just shoved down your face. Don Julio over here, Unwell over there, Liquid IV. I mean, everywhere you look, yeah, you can't get away from the brands. It's just a pissing contest of who's spending the most money to have their brands up.
So crazy.
You know what I'm saying? But yeah, that was the soups. I think in the next segment, we can talk about the commercials.
Oh my God, we have to get into the commercials of it all. And the halftime show.
I know.
All right, let's take a quick break.
Perfect.
We'll come on back with all that. Okay, we are back. We are discussing Super Bowl halftime show and the commercials.
Mm-hmm.
Let's start with commercials.
Sure.
I feel like they weren't great this year.
You know why? Because we've seen all of them. They released them so early this year.
I guess so. The ones I liked were like out on Instagram, yeah, or YouTube, and exactly, like teased already.
The Uber Eats of it all, saw that.
Saw all of those. Yeah. And every commercial, I mean, now it's just a game of like, how many famous celebrities can we put in these commercials?
Yeah.
Even if they make zero sense.
I almost had to take double takes for most of them because I go, wait, was that Matthew McConaughey?
Was in 4 or 6 ads last night. I even tweeted about it. I was like, give us one more with Matthew McConaughey. Like, he's making all his money right now at the Super Bowl.
In the Super Bowl.
It was wild.
It was crazy. I go, again? Again? I mean,
Tom Cruise had a 20-minute ad in the beginning. That was like fucking forever.
Yeah.
I forgot what the ad was for.
Mission Impossible. The 15th installment of Mission Impossible.
It was?
I thought so, yeah.
I thought it was for like the Super Bowl.
Wait, I know what you're talking about.
And it went so long that, yeah, I was just like staring at his hairline and I was like, did he have like transplant or did he have like plugs?
Okay,
or like,
I thought
what?
He looked AI-ish.
He looked different. Yeah, he looked different.
Right?
It either work or didn't even do the ad. Yeah, and it was like or the AI version of him.
Yeah, because he looked off.
There was also one, you know, like, again, they're like, just like, who can we get? Who can we get in these commercials?
Yeah.
And there was one with Orlando Bloom and Drew Barrymore. Did you see this?
Saw that one.
For like
the
commercial.
MSC Cruise Lines.
And they were playing themselves, but they were like a couple on a cruise. It was very vague and confusing because they were like,
I fully agree with you too.
I was like, wait, I don't get the story of, they were just like, we're here on a cruise where we can watch NFL. And then they're like, but we can also eat food on the cruise. And he was almost like, hey, babe, come here. And she's like, okay,
it was
Bloom. I was like, what?
I didn't know if they were dating or they were just doing American versus English or they were just promoting the, yeah, cruise line.
I feel like it was written as like, couple goes on a cruise. They watch NFL and then they do all the cruise activities. And, yeah, then they decided to actually use the like rehearsal footage. And they were like, Bloom, come here. And he's like, okay, Drew. Be right there. It was so weird.
It was
none
weird.
Of the commercials made me like, where I'm like, oh, like last year, I remember like the Michael, what was it? CeraVe or whatever with Michael.
Oh, what? Yes. Michael Sarah.
Yes.
Sarah,
and like,
that was,
I even
smart.
Remembered being like, that was cool.
Yeah.
I liked that. Like this year, I feel like I didn't like,
I don't know if I'm PMSing, but I cried at like 10 commercials.
Did you?
The really heartfelt ones. The one about cancer, I was annoyed that it was Pfizer. I was like, okay, this is a Pfizer commercial.
I zoned out. They, yeah, were, why? I'm team Pfizer. I did not get a Moderna shot. I got only Pfizer's.
Are you plugging Pfizer right now?
I mean, at least it's running through my veins, the Pfizer shot. But wait, I didn't see any sad ones. I must have zoned out on the sad ones.
Well, there was one about a kid beating cancer and he was running and
sad.
Yeah. I think LL Cool J was in it because it was like, mama said, knock you out. And then he was like running through the streets like he beat. And I was like, this is so meaningful. And then there
he
was
beat
one about
cancer.
The, yeah.
Wait, did you see the, there was a pickleball one?
Yes.
Shout out my friend Jamie did the makeup on it because she works with, ooh, Catherine O'Hara. But again, cool. It was like Catherine O'Hara and Willem Dafoe.
Yeah.
Which it was a funny commercial. I actually thought that one was good because, mm-hmm, it was like they were like this young couple was like, we're actually good at pickleball. And they were like, yeah, OK. And then they like win a bunch of games during like the championship. Random, but funny. I don't know. I'm trying to think of what else there was. The Uber one we saw with like Martha, Charlie XCX.
Yeah, that one's been running for, they like teased it a while back.
A long time. Same with the Hellmans.
Oh, yes. That was another one we've already seen.
Cats is I saw the funniest tweet last night. And people were, the tweet was, everyone knows Katz's Deli does not have mayo.
Right.
And I was like, oh, shit.
So true.
They got mustard, but they don't have mayo. They're not a mayo establishment.
Yeah.
Which is so funny that that was where Hellman's filmed and got them and recreated the iconic scene with, who was the girl? What's her face? Who's like, I'll have it. I'll have what she's having.
Yes. Beautiful girl from Euphoria.
Why am I blank? Hat? This is my brain today. Sydney Sweeney.
Sydney Sweeney. Yeah, that was another one that I was like, whoa, she's in this?
I know. And that one line, like, that's all it was. Oh, I auditioned for so many commercials, and you know it's a Super Bowl commercial when it's, like, September-ish, and it's they give you a weird name for it, so it's like an alias, and then you're not allowed to see who the celebrities are. I actually thought, because I auditioned for the Sabrina Carpenter espresso commercial.
Oh.
And I killed. And I thought that was a Super Bowl spot because they wouldn't say it was Sabrina. Like, I thought it was J-Lo, actually.
Ooh, that would have been.
It was worded, like, the way it was happening is I was like, kept talking about like an S, like your S, and shake that S. And I was like, oh, it's going to be J-Lo because that would be so fun to get back at like Matt Damon. Right. I mean, sorry, Ben Affleck for the like Duncan stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But then it was Sabrina. But it wasn't even a Super Bowl commercial. It's like a regular commercial.
The Duncan was also crazy. They always have a million people.
Yeah, it was.
Which?
It was the Affleck brothers.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was, what's his face? Jeremy Strong, like in the like coffee.
Yes. Oh my God. You know, I'm remembering Pete Davidson.
Oh yeah, he was in a commercial.
He was doing we're so bad today. We're dropping so many names.
So many names that we can't even remember.
Gordon Ramsay's new pot line. He was doing like this super futuristic, his new pots that are like,
my brain went to weed. I was like, they had a weed commercial for Jordan for Gordon Ramsay? I was like, wait, what? I missed that one.
So he's preparing a meal for the aliens. And then Pete Davidson walks out and he's like, you're an alien? All celebrities are aliens. I'm not an alien.
There were multiple alien commercials. There was another one for Doritos. Did you see that? Where the guy's like eating Doritos and the aliens like suck him out or whatever. And then they like the Doritos, obviously.
Yeah.
Who wouldn't? And then did you see the flying mustache?
The flying
and the flying eyebrow commercials?
The ones with the flying facial hair.
Yeah. The flying facial hair was overkill last night.
And well, they must have been like, wait, do brands not check concepts?
I don't know. First it was Little Caesars,
which was actually hilarious.
That was a funny one. Yeah. And it was give me his name.
Funny.
It was Little Caesars.
He's from Schitt's Creek.
Couldn't tell you. Come on. And his eyebrows popped off and they like flew all around and we were all like, ooh. And then it was Pringles was the second one.
Yeah.
With the mustache. Mm-hmm. With a bunch of other celebs. And I was sort of like, this is
what's going on.
Also, didn't you for a second were you like, wait, were they just like, I'm over it. Let's just ask ChatGPT. Like,
yeah. And ChatGPT just fucked everybody over.
You know, like, what should we do for the
flies?
Google ChatGPT. What's a good Super Bowl commercial? And they were like,
wait, that would have been a genius commercial for ChatGPT.
Flying hair.
Asking ChatGPT what's a good commercial for the Super Bowl.
Oh, my God.
But the ad is for ChatGPT.
Maybe that's a video I make where I'm like, hey, ChatGPT. What's a good Super Bowl commercial? And then intercut the two of them just like back and forth. Flying hair. Who would have thought?
I know.
So random.
It was super random. One shout out that I have to say is to Anne from Vanderpump Rules.
Oh, yeah. Did you see what I...
She is an assistant on the show, always wanted to work in the industry, and now she's on a Super Bowl commercial.
Yeah.
For being the assistant of Nate Bargatze.
You're going to laugh. Anne is friends with all my friends in LA. Like I've been at multiple parties with her and I never watched Vanderpump.
Uh-huh.
So I didn't know she was on Vanderpump until like, I guess the last season of Vanderpump.
Well, she had her time to shine because she was the middle person between Ariana and Tom.
So she knew all the dirt.
Dude, what? My phone was ringing off the hook for Tom Sandoval this week.
Oh my God.
For Traitors.
Oh my God.
But he was
iconic. He was iconic. We need to do more Traitor. We need to do.
I know.
Okay.
But no spoilers because I haven't watched this episode.
So I'm watching Instagram and I was like, oh, she looked familiar. And I was like, oh, right. She's friends with all my friends in LA. And
yeah.
So they were all watching the Super Bowl with Anne, mm-hmm. like watching her commercial, like cheering her on or whatever.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, that's so funny. And I didn't put it together. Like she was Tom Sandoval's assistant.
Right. And it's just so right. You're like, wait, what? You never
what
know.
What commercial was she in? What was she in?
It was for Napergatsy for a Dash. I think it was.
Oh, DoorDash.
DoorDash.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Dash Pass.
Again, I think I saw that on Instagram.
How many? Also, I think the most money was spent with DoorDash put a pretty penny.
You know what?
So this year, a 30-second ad was $8 million.
Wow. Wow.
That's crazy. I think they said it.
What is it normally? Is it like.
It just every year it gets a little bit higher and higher. Back, yeah. I think. But this year it reached peaks with like, this was like $1 billion advertising.
Yeah.
Like that, over $1 billion was spent on advertising this Super Bowl.
That's so crazy.
It's just like, what are we doing?
You know, I don't know. And then those commercials where they're like showing like, you know, people dying and like running through the streets with like terminal illness. And we're like, wait, where is our money going? Hold on.
My brain cannot physically like keep up with how
fast so crazy.
The times are moving.
Okay, let's get into halftime show.
Let's.
Halftime show, Kendrick Lamar. I thought it was a fucking amazing act.
Thank you.
I thought start to finish.
I thought it was stunning, artistic. Like the
opening with Samuel L. Jackson as Uncle Sam. Brilliant. He was so funny. He was like a good character.
Yeah.
You know, he was like.
Yeah, yeah.
Not he was like really active. He wasn't like in on the joke, you know, like.
Right.
And then all the dancers of it all, like
the flag formation on the field.
It was very cool. It was also a big fuck you to Drake.
It really was.
I don't think like my parents understood that part.
Oh, no, nobody really. If you don't know the beef, then you don't get it. But
yeah,
it just looked like a great show.
I didn't know all the beef. Like I like have caught up. You know what I mean? Uh-huh. I didn't know all the beef. But I feel like after the Grammys, I was like, wait, I'm invested now.
Yeah.
Like, hold on. And then I didn't realize that Serena Williams, when she made that cameo dancing. Yeah. Right.
I go, is that Serena Williams?
And she dated Drake.
Back in 2011.
Like when we were four.
The pettiness goes so deep. I'm like,
so deep. But then someone even, did you know this part? I didn't even realize, like, you know, there were like different stages set up on the field.
Mm-hmm.
Serena was dancing in the middle of the X that they had made.
Oh my God.
For her ex.
Wow.
And I was like, okay, wait, this goes even deeper. They were like,
then he had SZA.
SZA came out.
SZA's an ex.
I mean, and she was great. I was like,
was so
this
good.
Is cool. And everyone was like, this is her first time. I think it was both of their first time performing. Yeah. I had heard she was going to be on. Mm-hmm. I didn't know about Serena Williams.
I did not know that they dated.
All of it was like
what?
News and then, to me. And then did you watch the slow-mo clips of him being like, hey, Drake, like straight to the camera?
Oh, when he said, say, Drake. Yeah, that whole line.
Yeah.
It was so good. And he smiled.
He went, he was like, where's my camera? To you at home, bitch.
Yeah, it was so petty, but so good.
So petty. And you know what? I always think like people always say like, oh, girls have so much drama or whatever. I'm sorry. The beef between these two has made it to a national Super Bowl level now.
The level of petty in the rap world.
It's funny.
But everybody said unanimously, Kendrick has won now. I mean, that was his like.
He had a week.
Can we talk about the bootcut jeans?
Okay, we got to talk about the jeans. First of all, the jeans. Someone like at the cut, like midway through the Super Bowl was like, I will write an article about this. Blah, blah, blah.
No, yeah.
And found the jeans. They're Celine jeans.
Mm-hmm.
I did post it and I had a friend be like, I have them.
But when I looked at him, I go, the way he was like prancing around the field, you know what I mean? I was like, wait, he looks better than I've ever looked in flare jeans.
Okay, hear me out. I thought he looked bad in them. And that's why we were all like, what are these fucking bell bottoms? I don't think they were the right fit.
No, definitely not. But
for him, I didn't like the shoes with it, to be honest.
Right.
I don't know. I just like, give me, they didn't work for me.
He looked like a little thick goddess in them.
They didn't work for me, but I knew we were like, wait, we're talking about the jeans because they were definitely a look.
I think it was just because nobody expected Kendrick to show up to do a diss track they not like us, but he's wearing bootcut jeans and he's yeah. like got his little thick ass out.
Sorry, someone was peeping in and I was like, who is that in the corner there?
It's Kendrick Lamar.
It was Kendrick. And he's like, what are you talking about my jeans for? I'm going to write a fucking track about you, bitch.
A minor.
Oh my God. The whole stadium on A minor. I do love that he turns into like a little kid on that, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Or like a Philadelphia, you know, like accent.
Minor.
I don't know. It's ugly, but it's so funny. It made me wonder, are people going to bring back the boot cut now? Like, are people going to wear more flared jeans? Did he start a trend for men?
I think. But I don't like men in flare jeans.
I want you to know that my friend who has the jeans is a male.
Really?
Yeah.
I think this is going to start a movement.
I'll say this, not a straight male.
That's where I think we're wondering who can and cannot wear the boot cut, though.
Like Jared, I don't think would be caught dead wearing a flared jean.
Well, then I really just don't see Jared wearing the boot cut.
You don't.
Same with Nick. And Nick is like thick in the legs. He would look like a little thotty. be like, why do your thighs look so juicy?
But I feel like, you know, also guys like didn't catch on to the like baggy pant look. You know what I mean? Like,
I would do that over the boot cut. I don't know, but it's definitely a look. For men, they can do baggy over. The boot cut is just so, I don't know. I just see so many.
I think I wanted him in a boot with the boot cut.
Yeah.
I think it was like too much with the thick Nike sneaker. I was like, it's too much at the bottom there. It's like too heavy. And he's not like a super tall dude. You know what I mean?
They were flared. Frayed at the bottom. I go, has he worn these already before? He's worn them in?
He seems like the guy who's like, I'm just going to like.
Whatever. Yeah.
What do you guys have for me? I'll just take the necklace. I'll wear whatever else I want to wear.
Yeah, no, exactly.
Can we talk about what was the A for?
The A where?
His necklace. Was it for A minor? Someone told me it was Amazon, and I was like, are they sponsoring the halftime
that
show?
That would be disgusting.
Is that who paid for the halftime show? And he's like required to wear the Amazon A?
They're like, all our only ask is.
It looks like that'd Amazon be crazy. Font.
A minor, that makes
a
sense.
A minor. Someone else was wearing a letter. Was it SZA? Someone else had a letter on. No, who's the guy who came out at the end? Mustard had a letter on too. I hope it was an M because I can't remember what letter he had on.
Mustard also came out.
He wore a K for ketchup. He wore the K for ketchup just to start some beef, okay?
Oh my God.
Everyone's trying to start beef now.
That's hilarious.
It's funny because I was thinking ahead of time, like most of the Super Bowl performers are like big bands or big dance acts
or
something. Mm-hmm. He like made up, those dancers like made that. You know what I mean?
It was just so artistically done.
It was cool.
It was a really cool. The other thing that I asked the guy who goes to the Super Bowl when, you know, I was sitting at the restaurant, I was like, so what's the halftime show like? Like, everybody always says it's a better experience from home.
Like watching it.
All the cameras.
Yeah.
He was like, actually, no, it's amazing in the stadium. you can feel the ground thumping. And I go, okay, but seriously?
This guy's never been out before. And he went to one Super Bowl and he was like, this changed my life.
I'm obsessed with Super Bowls.
You were like, I would be like, do you get out often? Like, how often?
So I'm pretty sure it's better to see the angles. The drone shots, like, please.
Yeah. Although, like, yeah, I can't imagine it was that exciting to watch Lady Gaga fall from the stadium when she did the Super Bowl halftime show.
Right.
Like, that was like a stunt.
Yeah. That could be a little crazy.
There was probably like one person saw it. It was like the person up at the nosebleeds and they were like, wow,
and that's
knew?
The only thing. Yeah.
My
the one time it's good to be in a nosebleed.
Right. Yeah, exactly. There were so many people I knew at the Super Bowl who had insane seats. And I was like,
I always wonder. Yeah.
Damn.
Some people do win there's like Super Bowl seats that are won. And I saw some influencers, but I go, God damn, who is sponsoring you to be there?
We should go next year.
Yeah.
I think
add it to the vision board.
I was going to say, I think we should make a vision board for us.
Okay.
I'm serious.
Should we share it live?
Let's share it. Yeah, we'll do it.
Yeah, you got to put it out there.
I think we do it. You know, we're doing big things this week. We're going on tour with Heather McDonald. Mm-hmm. We're doing Friday in New York, Saturday, D.C., Sunday, New Jersey. Which doesn't make sense geographically, but we're doing it.
That's the way they booked it.
That is. I'm excited. I haven't been to D.C. in years, so.
I know. We're excited. My whole family's coming, and I will say I'm a little scared because they don't really follow pop culture, especially the stuff that I do.
Whatever. Whatever. They're going to love to see you on a stage in a wig, you know.
Let's hope.
It's going to be great.
Yeah. I'm so excited to be there.
I'm excited. Dre's going to show me all the hot spots.
We have 2 seconds that we're there.
Great.
But yeah, we'll see some fun spots.
You know, we'll do it. And then I was going to say we should plug. We have a show March 5th.
Of course.
Less than a month away.
Mm-hmm.
City Winery. I'm very excited for it. We're doing this live on a stage.
I know. We haven't done live in a minute for Big Wigs. So
this week will be like a warm up. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
It'll be a warm up.
So grab ticks. It's on a Wednesday, is it?
I believe it's a Tuesday. You know, Tuesday, March 5th. Tuesday or Wednesday.
Right.
Hold on. I'll tell you.
It's your perfect day to get ticket. It's in the middle of the week. You can do it. So Wednesday. Beautiful, stunning. See you on a Wednesday.
I love it.
Yeah. I know we did a really major Super Bowl recap. We had a couple things on the list that we wanted to talk about, but it was a big recap day for the Super Bowl.
We had to, you know, we're coming fresh off of it. I'm trying to think if there's anything else we needed to close out with, but we'll get to it. Whatever.
We got the shows coming up.
And just remember, we're doing 2 episodes a week.
Yeah.
You guys are loving the Celebrity Impressions episodes. If you have any requests, you know, we're always available. So DM us.
Yeah, of course.
Find us.
That would actually help. And I need to start working on some other ones because I've got my normal rotation.
I always
rotation.
Feel that way. Yeah.
It's like, who else am I impersonating?
Some of them also, like, you do them and they're like, they're topical. So it's like, you know, you do them when they're fun. Like, I'm not going to do the Love is Blind people I did that from last year. You know what I mean?
Right.
Because, like, we're done with that season.
That's seen its end.
Yeah, it has. I can't believe you haven't watched Traitors this week.
Oh, I know. God. Well, also,
Has it been spoiled for you? Who goes off?
Kinda, actually.
Okay. I was like, you probably saw.
Also, there's this really, really viral moment, and then we'll get out of here. But there's this Temptation Island show, but it's the Spanish version. And what happens is they separate the two houses, and they're tempted to cheat on each other.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've seen this viral clip, but it's this young man named Montoya, and he watches his girlfriend cheat on him, like in the other house, and she actually like fully has sex with another man,
and he's just watching.
And he's watching it, and he has this biggest reaction. He's like, "No!" And he runs to the mansion across this beach, across in the waves, and he's like running to his woman. He's like, "You're a bitch! I cannot believe you cheated on me!" And so everyone is like talking about this guy named Montoya.
I haven't seen it.
Justice for Montoya.
Justice.
That's all I wanted to say. But now
what
I'm like,
a tough show.
No, I know. I go, who would put themselves through that? That is horrible.
That and girl was like, I signed us up for a reality show. Like, just in case, you know, I don't know. We'll never get on.
And Spanish people are so dramatic, you know. So as soon as they see their woman or their man cheat, they're like, ¿por qué?
Oh, I love it.
Maybe we should start watching Temptation Island.
Send it to me.
Anyways.
Is it every day? Because that's the other show that I couldn't. Love Island. They were like, yeah, no, it's so easy to watch. It's 7 days a week. I was like, what?
It's too much.
I couldn't catch up. They're like, yeah, no, we're only on like episode 19 out of 37, you know, 54 or whatever.
You still have time to catch up. Like, who has the time?
No one. Anyway, this was so fun.
So fun.
Go Birds. We did it. Okay. We brought back the gold. We're doing it. I'll see you guys at Wawa later off exit 6. Get your water ready and
have your hoagies.
Get your hoagies. We're coming home. We did it, Birds. I love it. This is a great day for a lot of Philadelphia people. So
it is.
Mazel tov.
You're ending the Chiefs dynasty.
Fuck the Chiefs. Andy Reid, you're a fucking traitor. Okay. We're done. It's all about Saquon now.
Yeah, Saquon.
He's so cute. And his kids were so cute. Okay, we could go on and on.
Adorable. No, I know.
Adorable.
No, the quarterback of the Eagles.
Yeah.
Would marry.
Also the coach. Hot.
Hot.
Yeah.
Whole team really just had an up year.
For a shitty ass, you know, accent, we're actually good looking people.
Yeah, y'all are hot. All right, we got to get out of here. Okay, love you guys. See you next week. See you Thursday.